Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today going to be partly to mostly cloudy. We will have a high around 41 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 38, 36 in Burlington, in Milwaukee 35, and it is 36 degrees in Racine. Do have some fog out in southeast Wisconsin, though do drive with caution today as we start things out this last week heading in toward Christmas, 1 week from today. Several fire departments in southeast Wisconsin kind of busy yesterday with fire and EMS calls of their own, but also providing occasionally some help to other municipalities. Among the calls, Pleasant Prairie asked for some help from the city of Racine, the city of Kenosha, that is, along with Bristol and Salem, a garage fire at 5402 75th Street. Nobody reported hurt in that incident. And last night, Kenosha fire crews needing a rapid intervention team for a home on fire at 25th Avenue and 54th Street. Smoke and flames observed on their arrival. A fire investigator was also requested for that location. Local law enforcement is going to be hammering home the drunk driving warning these next couple of weeks. Just a reminder about keeping the holidays safe and a joyous time. Most agencies participating in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over initiative, which began last Friday and, of course, runs through New Year's Day. And that includes Racine and Kenosha County's sheriff's departments. It means extra patrols and watchful eyes on motorists for signs of impairment as well as other potentially dangerous behavior. Safety, the big message with the campaign. But aside from not drinking and driving, law enforcement reminding you to buckle up with drivers responsible for not only themselves, also the passengers in their vehicles. Racine's Public Works Committee recommending approval to the Common Council for an amendment to an existing contract for Main Street Bridge electrical upgrades to include the nearby State Street Bridge. Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag telling the panel both need it, and this will move up the work timetable while borrowing on the same expertise, plus the state is going to cover 100% of the cost.
We sent the proposal for the Main Street Bridge this year. We're doing the electrical upgrade now at that bridge. The intent was to do the State Street Bridge next year to get those comparable to the Main Street Bridge. Since AECOM was the only one that submitted the proposal with Main Street Bridge, we recommend that we amend their agreement to cover the State Street Bridge as well.
The additional $129,000 puts the total contract for both bridges at a little more than $262,250, slightly more of it covering the cost of electrical upgrades on the Main Street Bridge. In Pleasant Prairie, the Village Board is scheduled to vote this evening on the sale of land along the interstate to German gummy bear maker Haribo. That company announced earlier this year it planned to build a $242 million, 500,000-square-foot production facility on land just south of Highway C and west of the I. The board will be voting on selling about 137 acres to Haribo for $13 million. The trustees also scheduled a vote on a certified survey map that divides the property into two lots and two outlots. Construction of the Haribo plant expected to begin next year, production starting in 2020. Also on the Pleasant Prairie Village Board agenda, an ordinance to create Pleasant Prairie Convention and Tourism Commission. That would end the village's connection with the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Well, a regional economic development group is working to increase the talent pipeline flow by getting more industries and businesses to offer internships and apprenticeships. Susan Kane leads the effort at M7. That's the coalition of southeast Wisconsin counties that includes Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. And within the next 3 years, she says M7 is hoping to quantify some 200,000 company-based student programs in this region.
Not only is it building a pipeline of future talent to your business and your industry, but it also transforms your company in ways that you don't expect.
Kane suggesting to the Workforce Development Board recently the way the millennials handle the work environment could actually help a company's immediate future. In addition to offering internships, she says more companies should get involved in such things as job fairs and career expos and offer shadowing opportunities. Well, tomorrow's the special election, the primary election for the Democratic Assembly candidates who are seeking to replace Corey Mason, who will be stepping down next month with his recent election as mayor of Racine. 32-year-old John Tate II is a city alderman who acknowledges there's not a whole lot of difference on the issues with his opponent, 26-year-old Greta Neubauer.
What we have is two young progressive Democrats. And if you were to go up and down the list of issues, you probably wouldn't see very much daylight, I could imagine. So what this race really comes down to is representation. And which of the two of us in this moment for Racine, Wisconsin, for the 56th District, best represents the voice that needs to be heard in Madison.
Tate's a social worker, says he was motivated to run because of the impact of state budget cuts for the group home where he worked. As for Greta Neubauer, she's a former leader at the national level of an environmental group, later became a staff member in Corey Mason's assembly office, says she would use her status to encourage like-minded young people to get involved in politics.
How I understand this seat and this moment is, you know, we're not able to get the kind of progressive legislation passed that we want to right now, but I'm hoping to use, you know, all of those experiences to help other people run for office, to get other young people thinking that engaging in political work, you know, is something that's hopeful, as opposed to it's just a scary future for all of us.
The Neubauer name, of course, familiar to politics, her father being a former state representative, as well as a local business and education leader. Both candidates talking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio. Tomorrow's election is a primary, so the winner will replace Corey Mason in the January 16th general election because no Republican candidate filed a run for the job, which will last about a year. The Caledonia Legislative Licensing Committee is set to meet at 5:30 this evening at the Village Hall. The agenda includes a proposed ordinance that will create geographic restrictions and quotas on retail Class A and Class A intoxicating liquor licenses in that community. The regular 7 p.m. business meeting of the Caledonia Village Board includes an update on the former Western Publishing Company building, the trustees previously supporting efforts on a raise order to try to get things moving. Right after that meeting is a special Village Board meeting to talk about that property once again, as well as the former Olympia Brown School site. And there's a closed session to consider performance evaluation data on Administrator Tom Christensen. Municipalities normally go through a bidding process when it comes to purchasing equipment and services. Sometimes those circumstances are such that a governing body has the chance to maybe waive that formal process. Racine's Public Works Committee, told by DPW's Nick Becker about going back to Lakeside International Trucking of Milwaukee and a couple of 5-yard dump trucks, which the city could tag onto an earlier contract for another truck purchase.
The manufacturer who's provided the majority of our plow trucks for us is changing their model year next year, so there's going to be a price increase. They have agreed to match the price that we paid for a truck April of this year, which was competitively bid. So it's just basically an extension of that contract for 2 more trucks that are budgeted for next year. But if we get through the paperwork yet this calendar year, it's about a 2.5% savings over those, resulting in about a $4,500 savings. So it was something that was competitively bid this year. They're just agreeing to carry on that price for 2 additional units.
Another waiver of formal bidding recommended to the Common Council for Wednesday night's meeting regarding the purchase of Case front end loaders, that and all other such requests subject to negotiation, of course, by the purchasing agent. State Representative Peter Barca and other local elected officials are going to be holding a listening session this Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Northside branch of the Kenosha Public Library, which is at 1527th Avenue. Representative Barca to be joined by Summers Village President George Stoner, Kenosha Alderman G. John Ruffalo, and Kenosha County Supervisor Mike Gable. According to a news release from Barca's office, the group and other area intergovernmental elected officials plan to meet on a regular basis about critical state and local matters, say they are interested in getting more input on the views of the people they represent. According to Barca, knowing the opinions and the suggestions of my constituents enables me to best serve the needs of the people of this district. Travel and tourism expert Roger Brooks was in Racine earlier this year and offered some general tips on how to improve the downtown during a presentation at the S.C. Johnson Golden Rondell Theater. And he may be coming back for a more detailed presentation based on what local officials heard. Racine City Development Director Amy Connolly telling the Redevelopment Authority recently, Real Racine once again leading the charge to get Brooks back to Racine.
They would actually like to bring Mr. Brooks back to the city of Racine to do what was sort of a secret shopper, secret destination travel. So he comes in for 2 days, evaluates the community and all the issues, you know, relating to tourism, and then does a presentation and gives you a plan of action that you need to follow.
The RDA told that other Racine County municipalities may also be interested in participating in getting Roger Brooks back, since local development and business district enhancement are key components to enhancing tourism and overall growth. When Brooks was in Racine a few months back, he told the Golden Rondell crowd, "Now is a chance for downtowns to flourish again." He also noted the importance of making downtown a place where people want to spend their time, not just visitors, but also local residents. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts, in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.